Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer. Along with me, I have Coach Jim Newsted, head coach of the West Platte Football Blue Jays. And we'll look back a little bit on last week as the West Platte Blue Jays went to Mid-Buchanan there and played in KCI play. West Platte Blue Jays dropping that one 42-0. The Blue Jays tried to establish some things early, but overall the Dragons' speed and their tempo used that to their advantage to take this contest. And, Coach, I know this game, it was a tough loss, obviously, but certainly we see a silver lining or two out there. Your thoughts on this game?
Well, going back and watching film compared to watching it live on Friday, a 44-0 loss sounds like you're getting your butt kicked, but we didn't really get our butts kicked as far as being on the line of scrimmage and so forth. I mean, they outran us with some speed, but defensively, we were in the right spot a lot of times. We just couldn't make the tackles. Offensively, we had some big holes running the ball. Either the holes closed too quick for our backs, or we just didn't read the holes right. But I thought on the line of scrimmage, I thought we did a great job establishing a little bit of control in line of scrimmage. Once again, their speed is quick, and it's hard for us with not having as much speed as we would like. But I thought all in all, we played them pretty hard the entire game. So a 44-0 loss does not reflect how hard we played in the football game. I thought we had some standouts there in the game. Cohen had a pretty good game receiving. He had 53 yards receiving. Probably could have had a little bit more. Had a mishap on one route. Sophomore boy Dalton Woodard came in and had 51 yards rushing, so he kind of helped establish the run early for us. But and then Kane threw the ball obviously to Cohen a few times, so Kane had some bright spots there. But we did have a few bright spots.
Yes, Coach. And looking at it from Ed Buchanan, here's a situation where they. Quite a few returners coming back in West Platte with, just a few returners coming back as compared to a year ago. We knew going in this they'd look awfully strong, but, they seem to be, once again, I think, a very formidable foe once again this year.
Yeah, they're definitely on top of the conference right now. They're the only undefeated team left in the conference. They're going to have a good chance this week with Lawson, and then they got to play East Buck eventually. But right now they're the forerunners. They're the team to beat.
Well, no question about it. Tell you what, we got one heck of a game, a matchup coming up this weekend as the West Platte Blue Jays get ready to play the next opponent, the Plattsburgh Tigers. We'll be right back to talk to Coach right after this. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back to WestPlatteSports.com. We've got Coach Jim Newsted here with us here as we get ready for homecoming here. It's hard to believe it's already this time of year. It's a homecoming matchup here with a very formidable foe, the Plattsburgh Tigers, and they come into this contest 0-3, while West Platte's 1-2 on the overall year. Common opponent. They played as we've both played as Polo. Plattsburgh lost to Polo 55-22, and West Platte had a hard fought loss there against Polo there the first game of the year, 30-26. Coach, got to say this looks like on paper to be an absolute dogfight. This ought to be a great game, and the Blue Jays certainly, with the homecoming crowd and stuff, ought to be a great atmosphere for another great football game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great atmosphere. Plattsburgh, I know they're 0-3, but they got some good pieces. The quarterback, Javian Grayson, he's a freshman, but he's a good athlete. He's done some good things with his arm, so he can throw the ball well and he can run the ball well. The running back, number 33, Dante Bingham, is a sophomore, and he's a pretty quick runner, so he can scoot around pretty good. So it's going to be a good matchup. Plattsburgh's only got 17 total players. They got some quality, but they don't have a whole lot of quantity. It might be one of the few teams that we play that we can out-depth them. So our goal for the game is to hold off on letting them score early and hold the storm off quickly and make them play a full game, because they seem to tire when they have to play a full game. I know the Plattsburgh score is 55-22, but they were in the game for a while early and then just got tired. And Plattsburgh kind of pounded the ball on them. So our attention is going to be the same thing. We're going to run heavy on them. We're going to suck the clock up and use as much time as we can. Keep the ball out of their athletes' hands. And on defense, we've got to withstand early. And then if we can withstand early, then we will probably have a lot of success later in the game.
That's great, Coach. And, boy, it was good to see some of the players come in last week to join the team and get some playing time on the field. And certainly I know that some of them, you know, when you come back after being out for a while, you're a little bit rusty, and maybe some of that rust came off this week. Hopefully we can see some more quality play out of these players.
Yeah, and plus we get Afton Butler back. Afton hurt his ankle in the first drive at South Harrison, and we haven't seen him since. So he's kind of – ankle's still a little bit sore, but I think he's good enough to go. So he's going to come back in our backfield, which is going to help. Our goal is, you know – seems like every game here the last couple of weeks, we've got one back to be established the top runner for the game. Last week was Dalton. The week before that was Christian Larrabee. So our goal this week is to get all three of the running backs involved. We got Jetty coming back and helping a little bit. So if we can get all three of the running backs getting some positive yards and making it difficult for them to key on one person, I think we'll have a successful night.
Yeah, certainly, Coach. And as you mentioned in the last segment, your offensive line did some good things, and you combined some running back chemistry along with that line doing what they've done for the most part this year. We hopefully could have a good situation here.
Yeah, we hope to establish the run early and make them kind of load in the box, and then we can start throwing the ball a little bit too. Kane can throw the ball well, he just can't throw that well when they're bringing the whole house on us. So we have to establish the run so that they're worried about that, and then we can get some passes going out.
Coach, on the defensive side of the ball, your linebacker play has been very well, as well as the defensive line as well too, Coach. And certainly a head up strategy with the defense ought to be for, well, hopefully a good night as well.
Yeah, they throw the ball fairly well, so we had to kind of change our defense up this week. We won't be playing a man coverage against them. We'll be playing a zone coverage. We had to move some people around. Jet Chandler, little freshman boy, will be starting at strong safety for us this week. We moved from two linebackers to three linebackers to help with the pass. Having that many in the box doesn't hurt with the run either. So get a little bit different look this week, not to give away too much in case they're listening, but it's going to be a little bit different look for us, and we're hoping that our changes help a lot on both the pass and the run.
Well, we're looking forward to the game. Ought to be a big one. Homecoming crowd ought to be a big crowd. And, Coach, want to wish the Blue Jays the absolute best here Friday night to get a big W, as well as, Coach, best success for you on Friday night.
Thank you. We've had a good homecoming week, showing a lot of spirit, doing a lot of things. Sometimes they can be distractions, but I think our boys seem pretty focused. You know, they're pretty focused when it comes to playing Plattsburgh and North Platte, so it's kind of our two rivals. So they'll be fired up, ready to go. I hope we have a good crowd. I hope we have a good game, and I hope we come out victorious in our homecoming in 2022.